Hello everyone, today we're going to explore a fascinating topic that affects us all in this digital age. Imagine if someone could steal your identity, read your private messages, or use your photos without permission all through the internet. This is the world we live in, where technology brings amazing opportunities, but also creates new challenges and responsibilities. You might be wondering, what's the big deal about being online? Well, it's not just about passing exams or navigating the digital world, it's about being a responsible digital citizen. Understanding these concepts is crucial for safely and ethically using the internet throughout your life. So, let's dive in and learn about the ethical and social issues in ICT. First, let's define what ICT is. ICT stands for Information and Communication Technology, which is a technology concerned with storing, retrieving, manipulating, and transmitting information electronically in digital form. It's made up of three key components: information, communication, and technology. Now, here's the interesting part. ICT has four main objectives: good governance, human resource development, accessibility, and infrastructure development. Now, let's talk about social media. Social media consists of websites and applications that enable people to interact with each other by sharing content quickly and efficiently on the internet. You're probably familiar with popular social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and TikTok. Each platform has its primary function and user base. But, have you ever thought about how to stay safe on social media? There are four ways to stay safe on social media: strong password security, privacy settings, communication ethics, and meeting safety. For example, using complex passwords, reviewing and adjusting privacy settings regularly, and being cautious about location sharing can help protect your online identity. And, when it comes to meeting people you've met online, it's essential to never meet them alone and to inform your family members about the meeting. Social media has its benefits, such as global connectivity, access to information, educational resources, and business opportunities. However, it also has risks like privacy invasion, cyberbullying, addiction, and the spread of misinformation. So, it's crucial to be aware of these risks and take steps to protect yourself. Now, let's move on to the Electronic Transaction Act, also known as ETA. ETA is Nepal's cyber law that legalizes transactions through electronic media and provides a legal framework for digital activities. It has four major advantages: fraud control, criminal punishment, legal transactions, and network services. The ETA aims to punish cyber criminals, secure transactions, and provide provisions for network service regulation. Does this make sense so far? Let's take a moment to think about what we've learned. We've covered the basics of ICT, social media, and the Electronic Transaction Act. These are all important concepts to understand as we navigate the digital world. As we continue, we'll explore more topics like cybercrimes, digital citizenship, and intellectual property rights. We'll also learn about digital signatures and digital footprints. But, for now, let's summarize what we've learned. We've discussed the importance of being a responsible digital citizen, the objectives of ICT, social media safety, and the Electronic Transaction Act. Pay close attention to this. Understanding these concepts is not just about passing exams, it's about being able to navigate the digital world safely and ethically throughout your life. So, let's keep learning and stay curious about the world of ICT. What do you think is the most important aspect of being a digital citizen? Let's think about this.